You are now listening to The Truth Be Told Show with Brandi Kylie.
Thank you for tuning in to The Truth Be Told podcast, where I share my personal experiences and advice, plus practical tips and strategies to get you to your next level. Today, we have the third guest on the Inner Circle series, my good friend and former college roommate, spiritual teacher, life coach, your favorite homegirl, Taj, a.k.a. Free T.
Hello.
Hey, B. Hey. Okay. So we always start out by saying who you are and what you do. So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you do.
So I'm Taj Sahan, also known as Free T, and you know that T be free. So why did I just say that? I don't know. Okay, so basically I'm the clarity coach. You know, I'm the clarity coach. I bring clarity into the lives of those who are around me, those who follow me on social media. And I'm basically just the spiritual teacher, helping people follow their own path of least resistance to get to their bliss, which is ultimately true, genuine happiness and wholeness within yourself. So that's what I do.
Now, let me just say something. You just said a word and spit it out, baby. That's not like you saying it so casual. Like, that's a lot. And I think that you can speak to that, which is why I wanted to bring you on the podcast, because you really went through your own process of
and going through.
And going through, right.
And going through.
Right. But it's different when it's you. But from the outside looking in, and plus me knowing you for, what, 10-plus years. So I've seen the transformation. Mm-hmm. How did we meet? We met at work in Huntsville, Alabama, working at West Corporation.
Yes.
And I always tell this story, but it's so true to the nature of our friendship. Like, you were in the bathroom, and so was I. You had on all these bracelets.
Oh my gosh.
You had on this cute little pencil skirt. You had on this, like, collar shirt with, like, a bow. It might have been polka dot. That hair was done. That face was beat. And I was like, here I come in there, dusty. I had on like a hoodie or something.
Very plain and Jane. I was like,
very plain Jane.
Cute in the face, but that low bun to the back, probably a part down the middle.
Hello?
Where are you going?
Who is this?
Kim.
Kim, who? Kim.
Gentry.
Kim, how are you on here?
This is the access code number that I was getting.
Did you book two of us at once? I can't with you.
Hold on. Kim, what time is it where you are?
It is 9:21.
Oh, Kim, I didn't even think to get the... I'm at 8:22.
Oh,
yeah, sorry.
Hi.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm on the east coast.
Wait, no, Kim, don't say anything. Okay, guys, I want to stop right now. I want to introduce you to Taj, me, Kim. Kim, me, Taj. What?
Hi,
Kimmy Couture.
Hey, Kim.
Lip glam bag.
I get on the call, I'm like, low bun, part down the middle. I don't know what's happening. I'm like, wait a minute.
Hey, what can I say? Random things happen all the time. Kimmy Couture, named Kim Gentry, will be on the next episode after this. So stay tuned to hear more of her story. Let's get back to discussing how Taj and I met.
But, okay, well, back to the bathroom.
Yes.
Is how we met.
So we were in the bathroom, and okay, blah, 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 what did I say? And I was like, and I'm dusty. I had on, like, a sweatshirt or something like that. And I was like,
but you really weren't dusty. I was really just overdressed. So go ahead.
You were over. That's so funny. So I'm like, hey, I think I said something like, I like your earring. I don't know what I said. I said, I like, and you looked at me like, no, I think I said, I like your bracelets, which is so funny because you have your whole business, Beauty and Her Beads, which, okay, full circle moment.
Yes, I was just thinking of that.
I was like, I like your bracelets. And you looked at me. First, you looked at the bracelets like these. Like, you looked at me like, girl, I just put something together. And then you slayed my life.
Because
and
I
you
did.
Were just like, right, right. I know that now that I know you. And so, but you were like, and then you looked at me, then you kind of looked me up and down and you were like, thank you. And then like made this face. I was like, oh, okay, girl. I didn't even think nothing of it though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like most people be like, I don't know. She was saying she had an attitude, but me, I was just like, okay. And then I kept talking to you every day. And you was like, huh, you finally eventually started talking to me because I would literally just talk to you.
And I wasn't not I was not talking because, you know, I'm a Taurus, I'm an introvert. And, you know,
I didn't know that. That's what I'm saying. I'm so extrovert.
Right.
So
really,
introvert.
I was like clammed up. Intense in the bathroom, which is why I came off like, oh, I'm saying, no, I'm trying to get away from this conversation because you're a stranger, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's how we met. And we've known each other for a pretty long time. So out of everybody in the Inner Circle series, I feel like we've known each other the longest. And so my whole point in saying all of that, geez, was that I've seen the transformation. I remember when you changed your name and people were like, oh, she's changing her name. And I was like, so what? Like, what? You know, people can be so overly consumed with what someone else is doing and then wonder why they're not where they want to be. So can you kind of talk about, like, briefly your process and transformation that you're actually now able to help other people through? Like, give us a short story, tea time. We need some tea time. Just tell us about that whole transformation and how you got to where you are now.
Well, actually, while you were talking, I think, like, me changing my name was a very pivotal moment in my spiritual journey, in my awakening of who I am, you know, and who I was becoming and evolving into. And, you know, that was huge for me because, like, everybody, my family, my mom, she still calls me Toya, like, just disrespectful, you know. But
yeah.
Not really disrespectful, you know, but older generations, you know how they
right.
are. But so that was a lot for me to deal with. I wasn't a person that dealt easily with a lot of negative attention or backlash, if you want to call it. And so that was kind of like a breakthrough moment. Like, I'm freeing myself of the idea that I have to be a certain way. My name has to be a certain way in order for people to like me, love me, and or respect me. And I was coming to the understanding that, okay, I need to be happy from within and I need to know who I am for me, not for my mom, not for my dad. And so it started there. And then things in life just happen, you know, shit happens. You go through, you know, life, you get cars repossessed, you get, you know, evicted from apartments and you feel like, oh, I'm at the bottom. You know, these are college days. And so in those moments at rock bottom, they teach you so much, I guess, in that process of who you are. Why do I feel like this? Why am I in this situation? How did I get in this situation? And I really had to begin to take responsibility for my own actions and know that just like I was able to make those choices and decisions, that I could choose to make new ones. So it was just a process of awakening and taking responsibility fully for my life, for all the good, all the bad. And it just starts to change from there.
Yeah. And I agree with you 100%. And I remember, you know, from before having conversations, and we'll be talking about something, and you can probably remember having conversations with me, and I was talking about something totally different 10 years ago, you know. And so to just, but the same, though. The same, though, but it's
evolved. Definitely the same,
right.
But
it's levels to it. You know, it's levels.
Right.
To it.
It's levels. It's levels. Yeah. And so, I think that's huge, though, that I want, that's what I want people to understand and people to hear, is that, like, you have to be, you have to make the decision to be accountable for your actions and to make the choice, one, to even mm-hmm. acknowledge and identify, like, hey, I have a choice. I was walking around the house recently, and I was just in a funk, and I was like, I was saying, like, I don't have. I kept saying, like, I don't have, or I something, I can't, or I don't have. I think it was I don't have. And Zach was like, stop saying that. Like, we really, like, went back and forth, and he was like, stop saying that you don't have. Just say that you're choosing not to. You can say it like, I'm choosing mm-hmm. not to, but saying, like, I don't have, he was like, that's just, it's not true. And so I was mad at him at first. But then when I thought about it, I was like, dang, he's right. Like, me saying that, and he was like, come on, powerful affirmations. That's how, you know.
Yes.
But you know, but he was like, you know, look at what you're saying. And so just having that accountability, and then no matter what he was saying, he could have said it that he was blue in the face. If I didn't say, okay, let me take responsibility for that, it still would. It still wouldn't matter. It still wouldn't work. And so I think that's a point, right. A good point that you made. So,
yeah,
when we have conversations, sometimes you'll be like, don't be afraid of the, you know, your dark side and also like the light, or you'll talk about yin and yang and this type of complement that light and dark have, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Can you explain your understanding or like explain to us what shadow work means if someone is unfamiliar with the term?
Okay, so I wanted to give a little bit of context to this idea or concept of shadow work. Shadow work is the attempt to uncover everything we have disowned or rejected subconsciously, the things that are affecting us that we may not be consciously aware of, which typically is trauma and broken relationships from the past or from our childhood. So the Bible says in John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. John 8:12 says, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the gift. We'll have the light of life. And so when we are talking about this compliment, we are not saying that, you know, you should be able to walk in darkness and walk in light. We know that you have to choose one or the other. But the compliment comes from telling your whole story, right? Accepting your whole story, acknowledging the things that have happened to you instead of pushing them back in your subconscious, which is still allowing them to affect you in some type of way. It's really just pulling back that veil and saying, okay, these are the things that have happened to me. This may be why I'm acting in this way. And this is the work that I need to do to heal from these things. So let's see what Taj has to say about this.
Shadow work is when you're becoming whole again. When you're triggered, see, we are all triggered by something. For example, let's see, what is something that can trigger us? Like, for example, you were feeling a certain type of way the other day. You just told a story that you were saying, I don't have, or I can't do this. A lot of people will be like, oh, the devil is busy. Well, okay, the devil, or is it you that's busy? Are you allowing your dark side, quote unquote, to be in the driver's seat at this moment? In that moment, you were. So, you know, that came in and gave you some perspective, and you were able to quickly balance those two, get your light side out of the back seat, back in the front seat, in the driver's seat, and now you can work together and say, you know what? I have control over my thoughts. I have control over what I have and what I don't have. You know what I mean?
Right. So, right.
In psychology, the shadow or id may refer to the unconscious aspect of the personality, which the conscious ego does not identify itself, or the entirety of the unconscious, i.e. everything of which a person is not fully conscious. So I mentioned that before, but I also wanted to talk about triggers. Triggers are the external events or circumstances that may produce very uncomfortable emotional or psychiatric symptoms such as anxiety, panic, discouragement, despair, or negative self-talk. Why is this important? This is important because when we are talking about self-love, when we are talking about healing, when we are talking about getting to the next level, we have to be willing to let go of some things that are weighing us down. We have to be willing to do the work. And when I say do the work, I am talking about the shadow work or looking at those things that may have hurt us in the past and figuring out how we can heal from those things. There is a Bible verse that helps with that. The verse is John 1:15. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So if this is something that you are struggling with, if this is making you think like, oh yeah, I do remember these events that have happened in my life that I haven't really addressed that could be helping me, that could be causing me rather to fester anger or resentment or bitterness or any of those things that are keeping you back from who you really want to become, then I will share Mark 11:24 with you. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And so it's just a perfect opportunity to pray about your healing. It's a perfect chance to say, okay, God, show me these things that I need to work on. Show me these things in my spirit that I need to let go of. Not because, you know, I'm saying that it was okay that it happened or the person wasn't wrong for what they did to me, but so that I can give them forgiveness, I can forgive the situation, I can know that it's time for me to move on, it's time for me to live my best life, and how, show me the ways in which I should go. It's important to note also that this is a part of the transformation. This is a part of the process of you getting from point A to point B. And this is often the thing that is the most overlooked. And for someone like Taj, who has been through many different life experiences, most of which I have witnessed or we've talked about, and I've kind of shared my own transformation and she's seen it from me as well, is being able to not be afraid of having the tough conversations, of setting those boundaries, and truly walking in a new light. When you are making that transformation, you're not who you were before, because you don't think the same way, you don't respond to things the same way. And so we're going to get into the transformation process and what that looks like.
Now, when we're talking about like making that transformation, which a lot of it, you know, is having to do with how you're showing up, but also how you're then communicating with other people, because then you have to start telling people how to treat you, you know, because if people come at you a certain way, you know, you have to have those conversations like, hold on, we're not doing that. Like, this is not that. Or, you know, you can't control other people. And I guess I'm thinking about like parents and things like that, or people that you're close to, closer family members that see you as one way and only that one way, and you outgrown that, and they're still like, oh, she don't know, she doing anything, she, you know, kind of like downplaying your growth and where you're at and where you're going. And so we've had these conversations a lot too, and I'm sure that many people can relate to this. How do you deal with family ties in that way when your family tries you? Because you still love your family members, you still want to be respectful, you still got to be around them. You know, we all alive, so it's like, okay, like we still family at the end of the day, but how do you, you know, how do you create boundaries, I guess, with your family members? Or how have you, because I know that, you know, you have your own personal experiences with this.
I mean, creating boundaries there's no like old playbook or strategies. It's up to you. And the first way to do that is to love yourself first, period.
I wanted us to stop right here because I wanted us to think about how many times we second guess ourselves and what we want to do whether Taj was talking about her specific situation with growing her hair into freeform locks, which means that she just lets her hair grow naturally and lock naturally. And that is a process that she had decided that she wanted to do. And she recalls her family members, certain family members, friends, whoever, having things to say like, what, you're going to wear your hair like that? Like, that looks crazy. But for her, she was in a space where she was really happy. She was really content with who she was as a person. She'd grown so much. And this was something that she wanted to do. She did the research. And she's like, look, I'm not hurting anybody. This is just something that I want to do. And so when we're talking about boundaries, boundaries are things put in place for you to protect yourself. Boundaries are not meant to keep people out, to be walls where you just keep everybody out and no one has access to you. But boundaries are for you to be able to keep the right energy in and the unnecessary or negative energy out. And so Tosh is going to continue to talk about just her personal journey of transformation as it relates to her hair and creating boundaries with family.
I can have and be and do anything and everything that I want to do and be. And if it's for me, it's going to be for me. If a door is going to open, it's going to open, period. Whether I have locks, whether I have no hair, whatever. So because you are projecting your fears onto me about my hair and about me not getting a job because of it, that's your fear. So you have to, that's creating a boundary in itself. You have to understand what's yours and what's not yours, because projection mm-hmm. is real in these streets. Mm-hmm. And if you're not balanced within yourself, you're like a sponge. You soak it all in from other people and it's not even yours. And you end up being or looking like how everybody else thinks you should be and look like.
A huge part of self-love that people don't talk about is just having the courage to love and accept you in all of your stages, whether that's you in your natural state, whether that's you all glammed up and you're super ready to slay. All of those are different versions of you. And for self-love to really be actualized and for you to manifest things where you're attracting things based on that self-love frequency, you have to be able to love you at all different stages. Don't allow other people to project their fears or their dislikes onto you. Or you're like, when somebody's like, oh, I don't like when people wear their hair like that. Okay, great, boo, that's you. Like, you just have to get to the point where you're super confident in who you are at all stages. And so now we're going to talk about crystals. And Taj has a company called Beauty and Her Beads where she educates her audience on the importance of crystals and just how you can naturally connect with these things and the different purposes that they serve. So I personally had a love and protection set. We're going to talk about the different crystals in that set and actually this crazy bizarre event that happened with my Lyft driver, and I actually had on those bracelets that she made for me. So let's listen.
So no sooner that I get these love and protection set crystals, and we're talking about like what each crystal is for, because it comes like you get this whole like education in the process, which I love about Beauty and Her Beads. And so, mind you, I take a Lyft I used to take a Lyft often to work or home, or I would walk. It just depends. So one day I'm in a Lyft. I'm going to go get braid locks for a short. The Lyft driver was giving me bad vibes. He was giving me, you know, trafficking vibes. He was giving me creeper vibes, alert, like your life is in danger vibes. And so, you know, I just jumped out the van. Mind you, it was a van too. So I jumped out of the van. We were at the grocery store. He follows us inside the store. All this is going on. Long story short, we were okay, blah, 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 blah. But it was just one of those things like, by the way, ladies, be careful, be safe out here in these streets and these Lyft cars. Make sure that you're checking to make sure that the child lock is not on. I mean, like, protect yourselves. It's really real out here. But I had the crystals. I had the love and protection set, and something in me connected to those crystals at the time, especially like being in like a heightened sense of danger kind of situation. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I, you know, finally got the, and I'm glad that's the set that you made for me. So, talk
to us about just like your own personal experience? Just a quick, it doesn't have to be like super detailed, but your own personal experience when it comes to crystals and how this has promoted your health and wellness.
Okay, well, I do want to piggyback off what you were saying about your situation and how you felt closer to your crystals in that moment, because mm-hmm. one of those that came in your set was black onyx. So black onyx is a stone that helps you alleviate, you know, any fears, worries, if you're in uncomfortable situations mm. or surroundings. Yeah, it promotes like self-control when you're in like high
yeah.
tense environment. So everything you described that it did for you is actually what it does for you. And I know you didn't know that it did all those things for you.
Crystals are really cool because they absorb information, whether from a severe weather pattern or the experience of like an ancient ceremony, and pass it to anyone that comes into contact with them. And so stones, their crystals are essentially stones that are something that derives from the earth. So it is not anything that's like wooey and weird. It's literally just transferring energy to a physical object. So Taj is going to talk to us about how she got interested in crystals in the first place.
So I started wearing crystals heavy about 6 years ago when I got a new teaching job. It became like extremely high stress, and it became a very toxic environment for me. And at that point, I was looking for any type of relief, anything that could raise my vibrations, which is basically just increasing my mood overall, just to be in that environment for 8 hours. And so I turned to crystals, dug deep into them as far as the history of crystals, where they come from, how they're formed, and also just being a science teacher, you know, I'm into rocks anyway. I taught igneous rocks, metamorphic, sedimentary, so I was already like a rock nerd. So I had salt lamps all in my classroom, and just, I would wear a lot of crystals that would keep, I guess, toxicity away from me, but that also mm-hmm. promoted health inside of me. I felt like mm-hmm. I was just in such a toxic environment that I needed to protect my own energy and raise it, mm-hmm. raise my vibration and mood at the same time. So, I just started buying crystals and wrapping them with copper wire myself. The copper is also like a energy, it transfers energy, right? So it helps boost the properties of the crystals. So if you wrap them in copper, it's like an intensified stone. So there's a tip. Yeah, so I would wrap them, wear them around my neck. And, you know, of course, another thing with crystals is that they coordinate with our seven chakra system, which are just energy wheels in our bodies. And a lot of people, you know, don't talk about chakras, but they are what govern our bodies, our central nervous system, our reproductive system. Everything is, if our chakras are clogged, blocked, or not aligned, then that's when we begin to experience dis-ease in our body, diseases, you know, things become imbalanced. And so mm-hmm. crystals help align and keep you balanced physically in that aspect as well. So it's just another healing tool. You know, my mom, again, mm-hmm. she's like, why you wear those rocks or what are those for? You know, because a lot of mm-hmm. old school people automatically think that when we start using crystals and sage that it's, you know, automatically voodoo or witchcraft of some sort. But just like in many churches, we use extra virgin olive oil to, mm-hmm. you know, on that forehead, on that third eye, really is where they're putting it, on your pineal gland. That's simply a tool, right? Mm-hmm. To help, mm-hmm. yeah, to make life easier, to make things better, to help things
yeah, it's a part of it's part of spirituality and just being spiritual, having souls, humans with souls. We are souls. We have a body, and so it really just is all going. It all works together. And I like what you said when you were saying even about me in that situation, in that high alert time that I was in, girl, mm-hmm. like, you know my anxiety. Like, I really, like, now when I'm saying what actually happened, I'm surprised that I was that calm. I was like, I don't know where that came from. I was so proud of myself. Like, I was, like, composed. Mm-hmm. I was, like, 10 steps ahead of him. I was like, oh, you're in here? Oh, I see you at the end of the aisle looking at me? Okay, bet. I'm gonna go over here.
See, all of that.
And then I'm gonna follow you. Yeah, like, I'm gonna make sure that I see you before you see me. Like, while you think you're looking at me, I'm watching you. And so we were in the store for an hour and a half, and I'm like, you're weird. There's no reason for you. Why are you weak?
Because I can see you. Because you're goofy. Talking about why you think you're going to see me.
Boo, you know it. You know it. Dear
baby, eyes book.
Right. We posted, peeking around corners like, no, I'm watching you. And so, but in that moment, I was like, man, I'm so cold. Like, my heart wasn't beating fast. Like, normally I have symptoms of, like, that increased heart rate or, like, you know, kind of feeling like I'm hot, like a hot flash or, like, something like that. Like, okay, Brandy, like, you're experiencing anxiety right now, or, you know, you're sensing that you're in danger. But it wasn't that. It was, like, super, like, locked in. And, yeah, but now I know that that's also, you said it was the Black Road Night. Is that what it was called?
No, Black Onyx. But as you were Black talking, Onyx. I'm just also thinking about, you had the Jasper Zebra and you had the Rhodonite, and all of those things tie in to everything you said, like the calmness, the heightened intuition, the calm, the love of self. You know what I mean? You, mm-hmm. all of that just was increased in that moment and gave you just such a boost, and also a grounding, because as you were saying, like you were, you normally get the increased heart rate and all of that. Like, you had some grounding stones in there too. So, I mean, it just made you super alert without freaking out.
Oh my goodness. Even just thinking back to that day right now gives me like chills. Like, it was a weird situation to be in, especially hearing all of these stories in the news about people coming up missing, people being, you know, kidnapped. I mean, it was just like a real reality in your face type of moment. And so for whatever reason, I was calm. I know that Tasha talked about different components of the crystals that I was wearing at the time. And I'm thankful for any type of help that assisted me in that instance of being calm and being alert and knowing exactly what to do in the best interest of me and my daughter. So if you're out there, you're taking these lifts, you're taking these Ubers, sometimes you may not be able to avoid doing so. Just protect yourself. Be careful. Make sure that your phone is always charged. Make sure that there's no child lock on. And make sure that maybe they drop you off at a different location like I did. Like, I changed my location from them dropping me off at home to dropping me off to a more busy place that was kind of close to home where I could walk home. So just keeping all of that in mind. And, yeah, I want you guys to be super, super safe.
So,
yeah, I don't go anywhere without my crystals, but...
Well, I just want to thank you so much. Like, I feel like we could talk on and on and on. Can you tell everyone your social media handles or how they can get in contact with you, the services you provide? I've talked about the Beauty and Her Beads, but I know that you do other things. Where can people find you on social media, your website, so on and so forth?
All right. So my Instagram is @FreeTea. The E's are the number 3s. Facebook, I'm FreeTea33. You can also find my website at beautyandherbeads.com, and on there you're able to book sessions, order crystals, all that good stuff. So
again, that was at FreeTea on Instagram, FR33TEA. as well as at Beautea and her beads. All that information can be found on Taja's personal Instagram page. She also has a private Facebook group where she goes more into detail about healing, the use of crystals and other things to help you heal and like grow and become more in tune with yourself and who you are. So I hope that you found this episode entertaining, informative, and useful. Make sure that you are following us on Instagram at Truth Be Told Podcast, and that's BEE Told Podcast. Make sure you're following us there. You can follow my own personal page where I share my little family at Brandy Kylie, BrandyKyli. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your patience with me getting these episodes out. I'm just a one-woman show. Just a one-woman show trying to pull it together. So thank you all so much. The podcast has been doing really well considering I'm just figuring it out as I go. So I thank you guys so much for just supporting the cause, because that means that you're really listening to the message, even though the technicalities might be crazy and yeah, all that stuff. So anyways, if you have any ideas of topics that you would like for us to discuss on the Truth Be Told podcast, make sure that you hit me up. You can always send me a DM or email me at info@brandykylie.com. And I will talk to you on the next episode of the Inner Circle series, where we will be interviewing Kim Gentry of the Kimmy Couture beauty brand. Talk to you on the next episode.